This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
And I think she's playing a fake guitar there and filming as well. Gosh, you're a social media queen, aren't you?
I am, yes. I'm a multitasker as well. I just thought I would post up a few little videos for my day trip to U105. And I have to say, it's lovely in here. This definitely beats sitting at home in my dressing gown talking to you, because usually I'm in my dressing gown, to be honest.
I hadn't visualised that, but, you know, I'd presume you would have been up early, you would have had half a day's work done,
no,
you would have been on the phone contributing your wisdom. When you look out the window, I take a lot of this for granted.
You really do, it's gorgeous.
We're on the 7th floor of City Keys. This is your first experience of being here. This is as positive a working environment as you could wish for, isn't it?
You're so lucky working here. Like, I came in and the receptionist downstairs was lovely. I came up and it's so nice. I love it.
It is absolutely cracking place. Yep. We're looking out over the SSE Arena and the cranes. We're looking, if we crane our neck, we're looking towards Scotland, in towards the city centre, although City Keys 3 has slightly blocked our view towards Belfast at present. So, backhanded compliments is the reason that you're here today.
It is.
And, you know, any sort of compliment is a good compliment, or is it?
Well, it depends. I've been running these on TikTok recently because I was actually telling my son about one and he started to laugh. My son is 16 and he laughed. I was just telling him this story about how one day I was in Tesco in Port Stewart and I bumped into this woman outside. And it's a woman that I kind of knew a bit, not much. And we got chatting about our children and stuff. And it was a very pleasant conversation. And she said to me, "Kim, I really like you." And I thought, that's nice. But then it was the kind of, you know, the Colleen Rooney dot, dot, dot. And then she went, "In spite of what people say about you." And I thought, fair play to you for getting that off your chest. I kind of laughed. Now, of course, I should have said, "And what do people say about me?" But I didn't. I kind of laughed nervously.
But should we? Because do we need to find out what other people think of us?
No, absolutely not. No,
earlier this week, I heard someone say, "What other people think of you is none of your business."
We were talking about that,
did we have this conversation?
We had this conversation. Really, I don't want to know what other people think of me. And in fact, I quite liked the idea that obviously other people have been speaking badly about me, but she still liked me whenever she actually met me face to face. So to me, that is a win. Now, there's been other times I've had similar backhanded compliments. I once, about 7 or 8 years ago, I got really, really fit. So I got a bikini picture. I mean, I actually cringe thinking of this now. But anyway, I did it. So I had a bikini picture and I posted it on Instagram and Facebook, of course, because I wanted everybody to like it. Of course I did. So the next time I was at my child's swimming lesson with the other mummies who are the same age as me, this lady said to me, "I seen you in your swimsuit." And I turned to my husband and I said, "She's game." And I thought, well, there you go. She noticed me.
So what age would you have been when you decided that you were fit enough to do a bikini picture for Instagram? At what age is acceptable? Obviously, you know, the teenagers in the early 20s are going to do it all the time. But is there a point in your life where you think to yourself, Maybe I'm just a wee bit long in the tooth for this?
No, I wouldn't do it now because I'm not in great shape, but I'm going to be in really good shape. I am going to be in good shape. So I might do it again. Now, I haven't done it for a few years. I did it. The picture actually was taken by my ex-husband, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer.
Very highly regarded, and had an exhibition recently from Ukraine, which people were absolutely amazed
by. Oh, it was wonderful. So I thought it was great that I was the only girl on Instagram who had a bikini picture taken by a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer. Now, he probably hasn't put that on his CV, but I liked it. And it did. And it did look well.
But with all the skill he has, did he spend long doctoring it?
2 seconds. No, he doesn't use anything. No, he doesn't. He just snaps. No.
Even to make you look better than maybe you are looking.
No, they're not allowed to use any Photoshop.
But this is a private one.
No. He actually doesn't know how to use Photoshop.
Yeah, but
he doesn't know how to. So no.
But Kim, are you not twisting his arm, saying, "Well, at least give it to me, and I'll Photoshop it before you"?
He stood,
put it in the frame.
He stood and went, right, go and stand there. He's really bossy. He went, go and stand there. Suck in your gut. Suck in your gut. Chin up. And he was like bellowing orders at me. Turn to the left, turn to the right, turn up, down, look out there. And took about 10 pictures and went, there you go. And just threw it at me. Because it's the old-fashioned way. You take the picture properly in the first place and then you don't have to go on to things like Facetune and you end up looking like, you know, a cartoon character.
The whole concept of feeling good, looking good, yes, is relevant to what we're talking about, because if people are giving you a compliment, you should accept it, whether it's a backhanded compliment or a direct one. Most people do tend to fend them off. You know, if you say to someone, gosh, you're looking fabulous, or your hair's wonderful, like, we're hoping we're going to be complimented, but we're afraid to give compliments in this day and age. You a moment ago said, I'm not fit, but I'm going to get fit.
Yes.
I'm not looking my best or whatever. Mm-hmm. My immediate reaction to that was, you are, and I mean this, you are looking sensational. But I hesitate in saying it, because in this day and age, you're not allowed to pass remark.
And I think us in Northern Ireland as well, we're all a bit sort of funny about it. Like, even whenever I come in downstairs and I was talking to the receptionist and she said, oh, I like your jumper. And rather than going, thank you, I said, oh, this is 100 years old. Which it is. But I just, isn't it funny?
Yes, we
cannot take a compliment. We're always going, oh, this old thing, sure, I got it in Primark years ago. You know, we're all very backward and we don't like to sort of, you know, say to people, oh, you look really pretty today, because we're worried that they're going to be offended. And yeah,
you offend by giving a compliment?
You definitely can.
You know, that backhanded one, is it really meant to slightly offend or to give you a bit of a G-up or teach you a lesson? Is there an element of that?
I'm not sure. Is it just that they were being very honest and a little bit direct and going, yeah, people say that you're not great, Kim, but I actually thought you were nice? I don't know. Maybe they're just more honest. Maybe that's actually a better thing than going, oh, you look great, whenever you know you don't.
Yeah, I remember one when I was playing a lot of football, a guy saying to me, he says, you're very good on the field when you have good players around you. And I thought like, it's hardly an endorsement of my Gaelic football skills.
No, but I know what he means.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You know, what kind he meant of. Basically was, I was, they used to say about the Tyrone team, what's the difference between Peter Canavan, way back in the early days when Peter Canavan first started to play, what's the difference between Peter Canavan and Black Taxi? Black Taxi only carries 7, you know. So, I would have been one of the passengers.
Oh, wow.
But the backhanded compliments or compliments, please receive them and accept them. The other thing that you were yarning to me about when you came through the door.
Yes, whenever I was leaving the house today, I noticed it was up on one of those BBC shows, and it was, should grandparents have favourite children? It just came up as like a ticker tape across the bottom of the screen, and it reminded me of my son. He is one of two grandchildren, and every time he writes a card to his granny, he signs it with love from your favourite grandson. Which I love, because I love his confidence that he is the favourite grandson. I know she would say she doesn't have favourites, but he has decided that he is the favourite grandson.
Yeah, and this article is actually it's all over the media today.
Yes.
Because it's got to do with a grandmother called Emma Parsons Reid, and she's caused a bit of a stir by admitting that out of her 5 grandchildren, she has a favourite.
Yes.
And she tells them there is one particular one of you who is my favourite. This is my favourite. And Professor Jessica Griffin from the University of Massachusetts Medical School says that not every parent has a favourite child, but many do. Now, if you say to a parent, who's your favourite, they say, well, you can't pick. But subliminally, it's easy for you, it's easy for me. You've one child,
yes.
I have one child. But I just wonder, I've no idea what it's like to have two children.
I don't know either.
Always favour the oldest one?
I don't know. It's really strange. I mean, I always reckoned that I was the favourite child. But then maybe I'm being like my son, who reckons he's the favourite grandchild.
How many siblings
have you? Two. I have an older sister, Zoe, and I always reckoned that I was the favourite.
So just an older sister?
Yeah, I have nothing really to base this on. But I just got that vibe that I was maybe the favourite.
What's your sister's name?
Zoe.
I have a feeling Zoe would have had an advantage over you.
I think so.
But I'm sure Zoe's every bit as nice as you, but she's older than you. She was the one that caused the excitement in the house when she arrived.
But I watched her.
You were an afterthought.
I watched her and I was sneakier than her. I was a sneakier child than her. I used to watch Zoe getting in trouble and think, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, little Miss Goody Two-Shoes.
Little Miss Goody Two-Shoes. So I would watch her and think, ha-ha, I've learned from your mistakes.
Is it bad for a child to be told that he or she's the favourite at the expense of the other members of the family? I would think it would be.
Personally, I don't think so. I'm just thinking of my son, Dara, and his grandfather who passed recently. But we used to laugh that Dara was the second favourite grandchild in Cushendall because his cousin, Lauren, was a favourite. And she is. Lauren is the most wonderful girl. She's talented, clever, pretty, smart, got A. She's a dentist, a lawyer. You know, she's just amazing, beautiful. She's got it all going on. And I go, Dara, you can't beat Lauren. Like, that's Lauren, you know. You're lucky to be second to her.
Do you also have an advantage if you live in the vicinity of your parents all of your life,
If you make time for them, if you go and visit them, that's more grandparent points.
Of course, and understandably so. Yes. But then some children will live close by, others will live miles away.
It's a contest.
But it shouldn't be. Like, mommy and granny and granda and daddy should be embracing everyone equally up until they let the family down. You let yourself down, you let the community your workplace down, you let your school blazer down, but most importantly of all, you let me down.
I haven't heard that in a while, but I did hear that before. I remember hearing that in school.
No, so it's all over the media that about the controversial grandmother who reckons she has a favourite grandchild.
Very honest.
Do let us know if you have a favourite in your family. It's 0289 033 105. Are you like Emma Parsons Reid? There's a lot about it in the papers this morning as well. But you've got a favourite son. I've a favourite daughter. It's as handy as that.
It's so good. It's so much better whenever you just have the one, isn't it? Because you can't have a favourite then.
It is a joy. It is a joy. Kim, thank you very much. We're on social media with Kim at this present minute in time. She never stops filming. I called you an influencer in the paper.
You did.
Somebody said, you said, I'm not an influencer, but trust me.
It was great, though.
It's a bit like Del Boy saying to this guy, you're a yuppie. He says, I'm not a yuppie. Trust me, you are a yuppie.
You are an influencer. I'm actually glad that you did that because two companies in England contacted me and gave me free stuff off the back of you saying that. Thank you, the Belfast Telegraph, and thank you, Frank Mitchell.
Kim Kelly, you never stop.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.